God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. By now, you should have already received your ebook titled Seven Deadly Mistakes, and we'll keep you up to date because we will be doing a special 4-week course on that, and we'll keep you up to date on that. The enemy will try to attack you in several areas, and you must use wisdom in all that you do. For the Lord says, you are such a strong leader, but God says, don't allow leadership to and that gift and that talent to cause you to become a bully to others, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says, use the gift that he's put inside of you to begin to build the lives of other people. For the Lord says there's much in you, and so you must guard your ego. For the Lord says the enemy would try to cause you to move into the area of bossiness, and that can become a form of an attack. He will try to cause you to move into repression, dependence, laziness, or weakness, or fearfulness. See, these are the attacks that the enemy wants to try to use, but the Lord says, do not allow that thing to be, and yet you must learn to use wisdom in all that you do. For the Spirit of the Lord says, no, yes, I've called you to be a risk taker. Yes, I've called you to be one that is very, very determined. Yes, I've given you much courage. Yes, I've given you great leadership qualities. And yet God says you must use wisdom in all that you do, because the negative aspect is where the enemy could try to cause you to become a little bit egotistic. He can cause you to become a little bit stubborn. Out of this, you can get irritated easily and give into tantrums. So this must be protected and guarded over, where you don't become frustrated and take advantage of other people. And yet God says you must strive to achieve unity in all that you do, and don't allow stubborn, which is the root of the feeling of fear. And yet God says the enemy could try to cause you to be very sensitive with a lot of emotional ups and downs. And again, God says this is not of him. And you must use wisdom in all that you do, because again, this is another form of attack of the enemy. And you must learn to assert yourself. And yet you're highly competitive. And yet this can make you extremely jealous because of that. Just know that that is not the thing that the Lord has ordained for thee, nor has he set for thee. And yet God says, do not succumb to anger and frustration when things don't seem to go the way that you want them to go. But just know that Father God is in control, and that God is guiding and leading your path, for he is ordering your steps. Prepare your heart and your mind to begin to hear what thus saith the Lord concerning you from the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be wealth and prosperity. God says that he's removing the confusion. I'm hearing God say something about working with your emotions, and God says that he's going to allow you to see much. God says get ready for travel, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word for you saying work with your hands more. It'll help alleviate a lot of the tension that you're feeling, a lot of the anxiety. God says, be creative, work with your hands, because you will put all that pent-up energy into things that you're creating, and that is going to give you a great healing, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying unto me, I hear God saying healing is coming to your physical body. I don't know if something's going on with the knees, but I see some healing going on in the area of the knees, and I see God doing a great work in the state of mind that you are in. He's bringing forth healing in your emotional state and your physical state, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Neil. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season to acknowledge where you at and where you desire to be. For I hear Father God saying this is the season of an incredible new beginning. Father God says, let the past be the past. And I hear Father God saying he's giving you grace for each moment. For Father God says he's dispatched healing angels for you, and you're moving forward in faith and not fear. And that is the word of the Lord.
But once again, I want to thank you, Brother Neil, for the miracle seed of $52. Know that the Lord says you're going to grow in wisdom and in knowledge, but also in understanding. And so the Lord says, follow the leading of the Holy Ghost in this season, for know that I am the Lord that gives thee the wisdom to make wise decisions over the next several days. For the Lord will say unto thee, know that as you look up, you're going to get up. And God says you're going to begin to rise in power and authority and strength. For I am the Lord thy God Almighty. And as you're moving into this season, know that God says, I release an anointing upon thee. And you're going to see that your gifts and your talents shall cause you to prosper. And you're going to see that the prophet in thee shall begin to arise and move forward. And God says, you're going to prosper. You're going to prosper. And you will step into a season of revelation and inspiration. You will step into a season where you will prosper and my favor shall be upon thee. And something surrounding work or promoting or sales is going to be very favorable in this season. For the Lord says, prepare, but also watch whom you trust in this hour. Watch whom you trust in this hour. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, man of God.